This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Israel bombards the Gaza Strip, Hamas is threatening the lives of Israeli civilian captives and more. It'd be Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Militants say they're holding more than 130 Israeli soldiers and civilians and are threatening to kill a civilian anytime Israel targets Gaza civilians in their homes without prior warning.
Israel has traditionally been very sensitive to hostage taking, so it's unclear how the presence of hostages changes Israeli calculations.
Mideast expert John Alterman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Israel essentially has a script for how to take on militants in Gaza.
Except for the hostage element.
It's unclear how many Americans are being held. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy Monday addressed the Hamas attack on Israel and called on President Joe Biden to make rescuing American hostages his number one priority. VOA's Kim Lewis.
In remarks on Capitol Hill, McCarthy said now is the time for action.
America is grateful for our friendship with Israel. We are a better nation because of it, and we must never shy away from defending it.
The former speaker, who was ousted last week from the House's top job, led by a group of conservative Republicans, also called for a five-point plan to assist Israel in its battle against Hamas. Other than rescuing American hostages, McCarthy's plan calls for supplying Israel with more weaponry, ending what he calls U.S. appeasement to Iran, and confronting anti-Semitism. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Air Force helicopters rescued scores of stranded tourists in India's Himalayan northeast after a six-year-old hydroelectric dam cracked open last week in an intense rain, flooding a valley and killing at least 74 people. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday it was in Russia's interest to stoke war in the Middle East to weaken global unity. Saying, based on available information, very clear information, it is in Russia's interest to inflame war in the Middle East to create a new source of pain and suffering that would weaken global unity, create divisions, and help Russia in undermining freedom in Europe. He made the statements in his nightly video address. Zelensky said Russians' propagandists were gloating at developments and that Iran, which he described as Moscow's ally, was openly supporting those attacking Israel. He said, although this poses a much greater threat than the world currently perceives. Three U.S. Federal Reserve officials are hinting about the next step on interest rates in the U.S., AP's Ed Donahue.
Philip Jefferson, vice chair of the Fed's board, and the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Lori Logan, both suggested in speeches interest rates may be left unchanged in 3 weeks at the next meeting. A surge in long-term interest rates has made borrowing more expensive and could help cool inflation without any more action by the Fed. The goal has been to get inflation down to the Fed's 2% target. Since March of last year, the benchmark short-term rate has gone up 11 times. Also, last week, Mary Daly, president of the San Francisco Fed, said if longer-term interest rates remain high, the need to take further action is diminished. Ed Donahue, Washington.
29 people were killed, dozens wounded in a military strike on a camp for displaced people in northern Myanmar, according to a spokesman for an ethnic rebel group that controls the area. The attack happened around 11:30 Monday night, according to Colonel Nabu of the Kachin Independence Army. He said they found 29 bodies, including children and older people. 56 people were wounded, he said, adding that they were investigating what kind of strike had hit the camp. The International Monetary Fund and World Bank are holding their annual meetings in Morocco a month after an earthquake killed nearly 3,000 people in the North African country. Officials gathering on Monday said that they would focus on Africa as they work to stabilize and grow the global economy. Throughout the week, they are expected to discuss how to confront climate change and promote resiliency as inflation and debt challenge both rich and poor countries. But the definitive details had yet to be discussed. Morocco has estimated it will cost roughly $11.7 billion to repair earthquake damage, and the IMF approved the $1.3 billion loan last month. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.